Maya was diagnosed with stage 4 high-risk neuroblastoma in April 2017. It all started with a fever of 39 degrees Celsius for 10 weeks and non-specific pain. It took a long time for them to diagnose her because it was always put down as viral infection, or it could be just teething problems. And also she had a bout of tonsillitis for a week. And eventually, after two MRI scan and a CT scan, they found a lump or a mass on the left adrenal gland sitting on top of her left kidney.
And what was that like as a parent, getting that diagnosis?
It really turned our world upside down. And in the beginning, we couldn't accept it. We were in denial, and we were always thinking, it's not her, it's not our child, it must be someone else's child. As soon as we accepted the truth and the fact, then we could actually focus on the treatment.
And that treatment that she's had has obviously been quite intense. It's been 20 months long, hasn't it? And it's obviously been chemotherapy, radiotherapy, all sorts. But what's the kind of situation at the moment?
At the moment, she's just finished all the treatments that are available for neuroblastoma under the NHS protocol. So that's cycles of chemotherapy, stem cell harvest and stem cell transplant, high-dose chemotherapy, radiotherapy, differentiation therapy, immunotherapy, and 100% resection of the tumor. But at the moment, there's no active disease showing in the last scan, but there's nothing that can be done anymore in the UK. And because neuroblastoma is known to be very aggressive childhood cancer, as parents, we are not prepared to watch and wait. We want to do something more for her.
This cash then, it's a hell of a lot of money, but what are you obviously kind of doing to sort of create that cash? Because you yourself are just kind of coordinating the fundraising, but lots of people have sort of pledged to get involved, haven't they?
Yes, we were urging people to, if they could find in their hearts, to share the links to Maya's fundraising urgent appeal and spread the word. I think it's not only a matter of people, you know, helping us to dig deep, but also more people to be aware. And I think raising awareness also about the disease will help, hopefully, in the future to put more funds in research so that we don't have to go to America. We can only rely on support from the community, friends and family, sharing all the links and spreading the word. But we were really amazed because most of them, the people who have helped us, we don't personally know them, but they've been touched in one way or another by Maya's story.
So tell us how much it is and what it will go towards exactly, because I think many people would sort of think, gosh, why is that amount needed? But it's quite a thorough follow-up process as well, isn't it?
It is. So we're trying to raise £243,000. It's a lot of money, but it's equivalent to 1 year's worth of treatment for Maya to prevent relapse, and also 2 years follow-up that is not available under the NHS. So it's going to be an intensive follow-up every 12 weeks to make sure Maya is still clear as we go along. It covers all the travel insurance because she has to travel to America 7 times in a year. And also all the associated costs with travel and expenses and accommodation and any follow-ups that we have to get as a private patient in the UK, such as MRI head every 12 weeks, CT, chest, abdomen and pelvis every 12 weeks. All those follow-ups, which is not supported under NHS, we have to pay as private patients. That will be covered by the fundraise money.